now, it's time for the Cromwell Radio Football Fridays pregame show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to week 6 of the high school football season. Some teams are looking to gain ground while others are looking to get that all-important 5th or 6th win to make them playoff eligible. I'm Eric Fry, joined by Todd Stapleton and Lane Blickham as we look at area games. First, let's take a look at the South Central region, and for that, we go to Todd Stapleton.
All right, thank you very much. As we get ready for Week 6 action in the South Central Conference, probably the biggest game in the South Central Conference for tonight will be at Mark Greer Field as 5-0 Hillsboro comes to town to take on 4-1 Vandalia. Vandals coach Jason Clay talks about the Hillsboro Hilltoppers.
They're physical, they run the football well, mix in with play action pass, and play stingy defense. They haven't given up much this year. Greenville, I think, put 26 on them, and other than that, they've pretty well held people down the first 5 games, and they fly around and hit, and so it's going to be a physical ball game. I think they're a good team, but I think we're a good team too, so it's exciting. You know, 2 good teams matching up, and exciting to see where we're at, kind of a measuring stick at the middle of the season.
The past few years have been very close games between the Vandals and the Hilltoppers. The Vandals won at Hillsboro by a touchdown last year. The Vandals won at home 2 years ago on a Hail Mary at the end of the game. So the Vandals 4-1, Hillsboro 5-0 at Mark Greer Field on Friday night. We'll have the broadcast of that one on 107.1 FM, WKRV, and available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com. Some of the other games around the South Central Conference, Gillespie 1-4 on the season. They will be at 4-1 Carlin. 0-5 Litchfield, they're at 0-5 Roxana, so someone will get their first win of the year, Litchfield at Roxana. Pena 5-0 on the year, they are at 3-2 Greenville tonight, and 2-3 Piasaw Southwestern will be at 1-4 Staunton. Again, that is 5-0 Hillsboro at 4-1 Vandalia, 1-4 Gillespie at 4-1 Carlinville, 0-5 Litchfield at 0-5 Roxana, 5-0 Pena will be at 3-2 Greenville, and 2-3 Piasaw Southwestern, they are at 1-4 Staunton. That's a look at the South Central Conference. I'm Todd Stapleton.
Thanks, Todd. Some great games in the South Central Conference tonight. Now let's look at some of the games in the Effingham area. Effingham will look to get another win tonight for homecoming as they host 4-1 Taylorville. Effingham has come off a 45-31 win against Salem. The running attack of Terrence Hill has carried Effingham all season, but tonight they face a tough Taylorville team who's coming off their first loss of the season to Mount Zion last week 25-0. Before that game, Taylorville had only given up 26 points all season while averaging 39.25 points per game. We'll see if the Hearts can continue Taylorville's losing streak. Effingham vs. Taylorville can be heard on 105.5 and 100.5 Jack FM at 7 p.m. In other action, the Cumberland Pirates will head out on the road again this week to take on 3-2 Oblong. Cumberland is coming off a big road win last week against Palestine 52-7. Cumberland and Oblong are tied at the top of the Little Okaw Valley Southeast Division along with Villa Grove. All 3 teams are 2-0 in conference play. Cumberland's running attack was on point last week, as was the return of Brody Donsbach, which makes Cumberland a more balanced offensive attack. Cumberland is coming into the game looking very good on both sides of the ball the past 2 weeks, as they have scored 52 points in both games and have only given up a total of 13 points. Oblong, however, is coming off a big 45-29 win against Tri-County. Cumberland against Oblong can be heard on 99.5 and 96.3 WCRA at 7 p.m. And speaking of Tri-County, Lane Blickham has a preview of the Titans and other Northern action.
All right, thank you very much. We will start in the Little Okaw Valley Conference Northwest Division, where the Lutheran School Association out of Decatur, better known as LSA, they carry a 5-0 record into tonight's game at Arcola. The Purple Riders are 3-2. Argentia Orienta still undefeated as well, 5-0 at Cerro Gordo Bement this week. The Broncos are 1-4. Sangamon Valley takes a 4-1 mark into this week's game at Arthur Lovington at Wood Hammond. The Knights are 2-3. Coming back now to the LOVC Southeast Division, the Tri-County Titans are on the road this week at the Martinsville Blue Streaks. Tri-County 0-5 overall, 0-2 in the LOVC Southeast. Martinsville is 1-4 and 0-2. The Titans got their ground game going a little bit last week in a loss to Oblong. Dalton Skiles scored a couple of touchdowns, and Coach Casey Pinnell hopes he can see more of that this week.
You know, ideally we like to stay balanced, but our run game is going to set up our pass stuff, and so that's really the idea we like to have. And Dalton's a warrior, and he's battling through that little knee injury and stuff, and he's been a bright side this year. He ran the ball well against Oblong. He's a tough kid. He fights hard. So we'd like to continue to run the ball well, and I think that'll open up some things around the edges for us as far as throwing it around a little bit. But, run game is always a big focus for us, and that's how we control the clock. That's how we kind of get our offense rolling. So, yeah, we'd like to see a lot of Dalton this week. Like to get the quarterback running a little bit too and see if we can make some things happen.
It's 0-5 Tri-County at 1-4 Martinsville on 92.1 The Axe and at MyRadioLink.com. Circling around now to the northern half of the Apollo Conference, where the Mattoon Green Wave carry a 2-3 record into this week's game at Salem. The Wildcats are 1-4. Mattoon is coming off a 27-0 win last week over Charleston in the Coles County Clash. Green Wave assistant coach Jared Kiger knows this Salem team provides challenges.
You know, they went into Muscoota and got a nice win, 29-28, a couple weeks ago, and we do play it one game at a time, keep the kids focused on the task at hand. Tonight was more important. Next week you got a chance to get back to 500, and the sky's the limit for us, to get us back into that conversation for the postseason. But you can't get there if you don't get next week's win and get back to 500.
Mattoon at Salem can be heard on 101.3 WMCI and online at MyRadioLink.com. The Charleston Trojans lost their third consecutive game last week in that Coles County clash to Mattoon, so the Trojans are 2-3 on the season now, 0-2 in the Apollo. They have a tough task ahead of them this week as well, as they'll face the Mount Zion Braves, the conference co-leader. Mount Zion is 2-0 in league play and 4-1 for all games. Charleston takes on Mount Zion at Trojan Hill on Victory 103.9 and online at MyRadioLink.com. That's a look at the northern half of games. I'm Lane Blickham for the Cromwell Radio Group pregame show.
Thanks, Lane. Now let's look at some of the other big games going on in the area. Let's start in the Little Okaw Valley Conference as 0-5 Palestine heads to 2-3 Villa Grove. 5-0 Decatur Lutheran heads to 3-2 Arcola, looking for their important sixth win of the season. The number 9 team in Class 1A, 5-0 Argenta, travels to 1-4 Cerro Gordo, and 2-3 Arthur Lovington hosts 4-1 Sangamon Valley. In Central Illinois Conference action, the number 1 team in Class 1A, the 5-0 Decatur St. Teresa team, will host 2-3 Moequa. 2-3 Clinton travels to 3-2 Sullivan Okaw Valley. 0-5 Macon heads to 3-2 Shelbyville. And the number 3 team in Class 1A, 5-0 Tuscola, will travel to 3-2 Warrensburg. Finally, in Little Illini Conference action, it will be 2-3 Red Hill hosting 5-0 Marshall, looking for their sixth win of the season. 1-4 Casey Westfield hosts the number 3 ranked team in 3A football, 5-0 Monticello. 4-1 Flora hosts number 5 ranked 5-0 Newton. 2-3 Lawrenceville hosts 1-4 Robinson, and 2-3 Olney heads to 1-4 Paris. Well, that'll do it for the pregame show this week. For Lane Blickham and Todd Stapleton, I'm Eric Fry saying thanks for listening and enjoy all the great football action tonight.